The Politics of Terrorism, Power, Sympathy, and the Selective Application of Law. Few words in modern political discourse carry more weight, or ambiguity, than terrorism. It is at once a moral condemnation, a legal classification, and a justification for violence or repression. It is also, crucially, a political weapon, deployed selectively and often inconsistently. Despite dozens of international agreements and definitions, there remains no universally accepted legal standard for what constitutes terrorism, not because the concept is inherently elusive, but because the label itself is shaped by power. At the heart of this inconsistency lies a dangerous double standard. The actions of non-state actors are readily condemned as terrorism, while functionally identical acts by recognized states are sanitized under terms like military operation, reprisal, or collateral damage. This is not merely semantic. It profoundly affects who is deemed legitimate, whose violence is accepted, and whose suffering is recognized. The Palestinian struggle offers a clear and sustained illustration of this double standard. When Palestinians use violence, whether to resist occupation, reclaim land, or protest systemic disenfranchisement, it is almost universally labeled terrorism by dominant powers. When Israeli forces employ disproportionate force, bomb refugee camps, assassinate leaders abroad, or enable settler pogroms, the response is typically framed in the language of national security, not terrorism. This essay argues that the application of the terrorism label is not primarily legal, but political. It reflects the interests and sympathies of powerful states, not the consistent application of legal norms. Moreover, it suggests that the Palestinian demand for equal treatment under international law mirrors the foundational struggle of the Enlightenment, the rejection of arbitrary privilege and the insistence that law must apply equally to all, individuals, peoples, and states alike. UNGA Resolution 4960 and the Legal Definition of Terrorism. Adopted in 1994, United Nations General Assembly Resolution 4960 sought to define terrorism in a universal way. Its Annex Declaration on Measures to Eliminate International Terrorism condemns criminal acts, including against civilians, committed with the intent to cause death or serious bodily injury, or taking of hostages, with the purpose to provoke a state of terror in the general public or in a group of persons or particular persons, intimidate a population or compel a government or an international organization to do or to abstain from doing any act. Crucially, the resolution does not distinguish between state and non-state actors in its definition. The criteria are clear. Intentional violence against civilians designed to intimidate, coerce, or compel political outcomes constitutes terrorism. In principle, this could apply to any actor, state or otherwise. In practice, however, the resolution has almost never been applied to state actions, even when they meet the definition precisely. The reason is not legal ambiguity. The reason is political reluctance to name and shame powerful states or their allies. When non-state actors engage in such behavior, the label terrorism is immediate and unyielding. When states do, especially recognized, militarily dominant, or geopolitically aligned states, the label is conspicuously absent. State versus non-state, a double standard in application. Numerous operations conducted by Israeli state forces, from the pre-state Haganah and Irgun to the modern IDF and Mossad, have involved the targeting of civilians, the use of collective punishment, and assassinations abroad. Under the strict criteria of UNGA 4960, many of these actions fit the definition of terrorism. The Qibya Massacre, 1953, 69 Palestinian civilians killed, mostly women and children, as part of a punitive raid to deter infiltration. The Gaza Campaigns, 2008, 2014, 2021, 2023, 25, thousands of civilians killed, UN schools and hospitals bombed, food and water blockades imposed, often justified as counterterrorism, despite their impact being indistinguishable from acts meant to intimidate an entire population. The Wrath of God assassinations, 1970s, car bombs and mail bombs used to kill suspected militants, and, in some cases, civilians, across Europe and the Middle East. The enabling of settler violence, from pogroms in towns like Huwara to systemic attacks on Palestinian farmers and children, settler violence is regularly met with military protection or indifference, effectively sanctioning it as an arm of state policy. None of these actions are ever described as terrorism by the international community, not even by the UN itself. The language used is that of retaliation, security, or military necessity. At most, such actions are classified as violations of international humanitarian law, which are treated as war crimes or breaches of proportionality, not terrorism. Palestinian violence and the universality of the label. By contrast, Palestinian violence, even when directed at military targets or framed as resistance, is universally labeled terrorism. From suicide bombings during the Second Intifada to rocket fire from Gaza, the label is immediate and absolute. Even nonviolent resistance by Palestinians, such as the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, BDS, movement, is sometimes criminalized or equated with terrorist support by some states. The asymmetry is clear. Palestinians are judged by their outcomes, regardless of context. Israel is judged by its intentions, regardless of outcomes. The role of recognition, sympathy, and power. This discrepancy arises from a core political fact. The terrorism label is not applied by legal bodies in isolation, but by powerful states, media institutions, and international organizations influenced by strategic alliances and political sympathies. State recognition confers legitimacy. Israel, as a recognized state, is seen as possessing the sovereign right to use force. Palestinians, lacking full recognition and statehood, are seen as illegitimate actors, even when they invoke rights under international law, for example, the right to resist occupation under UN Resolution 3743. Political sympathy matters. In the West, Israel is perceived as a democracy, a regional ally, a bulwark against extremism. This creates an implicit presumption of good faith. Palestinians are associated with Islamism, authoritarianism, or terrorism, creating a presumption of bad faith. These sympathies shape not just media framing, but also legal and diplomatic language. Power shields from judgment. States with veto power at the UN, strong military alliances, for example, with the US, or economic influence are rarely subject to international prosecution or labeling. This is why terrorism, like war crimes, is often punished only when committed by the weak. The Palestinian struggle and the Enlightenment ideal. At its core, the Palestinian demand is not only for land, sovereignty, or recognition, it is a demand for equal application of the law. It is the demand that the same principles applied to others be applied to them, whether in the right to resist, the right to life, or the right to justice. In this sense, the Palestinian struggle mirrors the foundational struggles of the Enlightenment. Just as 18th-century thinkers rejected the divine right of kings, the notion that some rulers are above the law by virtue of birth or title, Palestinians today reject the immunity of states from legal accountability. Enlightenment thinkers like Rousseau, Montesquieu, and Kant argued that law must apply to all equally, or it is not law but tyranny. They argued that sovereignty lies with the people, not with rulers who claim it by fiat. Palestinians, too, argue that statehood should not determine who is humanized, who is criminalized, or whose suffering matters. To label one bombing as terrorism and another as security, despite identical means and aims, is to reinstate the logic of aristocracy, that some lives are sacred and others expendable. That some people have the right to resist, and others only the right to suffer. The demand for consistent law, whether in applying the Geneva Conventions, prosecuting war crimes, or defining terrorism, is a demand not only for justice, but for modernity itself. Conclusion: toward a universal standard. If terrorism is to be more than a political slur, if it is to be a meaningful legal category, then it must be applied consistently. This means recognizing that state actors can commit terrorism, just as non-state actors can. Acknowledging that civilian targeting to achieve political aims is terrorism, regardless of the actor's flag, religion, or strategic value. Applying legal definitions like UNGA 4960 to actions, not actors. Failure to do so does not only perpetuate injustice, it undermines the very idea of international law. It tells the world that law is not universal, but a weapon of the powerful. It tells the oppressed that their only crime is weakness. The Palestinian call for equal rights, equal protection, and equal judgment under the law is not a radical demand. It is the very essence of the Enlightenment and the measure of any civilization that claims to honor it. Annex: incidents meeting the strict literal definition of terrorism under UNGA Resolution 4960. Applied without the customary exclusion of state or state-supported actors. A. Massacres, deliberate large-scale killing of civilians to terrorize and compel flight or submission. No. Incident date perpetrators location casualties, why it meets the definition. A. 1 King David Hotel bombing, July 22, 1946, Irgun Azvai Lumi, Menachem Begin, Jerusalem 91 killed, 41 Arabs, 28 British, 17 Jews, others, bomb placed in civilian-staffed British administrative headquarters with intent to kill occupants and intimidate the mandatory government into abandoning Palestine. Attu al-Qaziz Massacre, December 18, 1947. Palmach, Haganah Elite Unit, al-Qaziz, Galilee. 10-15 villagers killed, including 5 children. Night raid bombing houses with sleeping families to terrorize Arab villages in retaliation for a nearby incident, signaling broader intimidation during civil war. A3 Balad al-Sheikh Massacre, December 31, 1947. Palmach, Haganah, Balad al-Sheikh, Haifa. 60-70 villagers killed. Retaliatory assault on village after refinery attack. Orders to kill maximum adult males in homes to provoke fear and deter Arab resistance. A4 Sassa Massacre, 14 February 15, 1948. Palmach, Haganah, Sassa, Safed District. 60 villagers killed, including children, houses demolished with inhabitants inside. Explicit model raid for depopulation to terrorize Galilee villages into flight. A5 Deir Yassin Massacre, April 9, 1948. Irgun and Lehi, Haganah Acquiescence, Deir Yassin, Jerusalem Corridor. 107-140 villagers, including women, children, elderly, systematic house-to-house killings, mutilations, and public parading of bodies explicitly designed to terrorize Palestinian population into mass flight, direct trigger of the 1948 exodus. A6 Ain al-Zaytun Massacre, 2 May 3, 1948. Palmach, Haganah, Ain al-Zaytun, Safed. 70-plus villagers killed. Post-capture, executions of prisoners and civilians to intimidate surrounding Safed area communities during Operation Yifta. A7 Abu Shusha Massacre, 13 May 14, 1948. Givati Brigade, Haganah, Abu Shusha, Ramla District. 60-70 villagers killed. Assault with rapes and mass grave burials to terrorize and depopulate village as part of Lod Ramla conquest. A8 Tantura Massacre, May 22, 1948. Alexandroni Brigade, Haganah, Tantura, Haifa Coast. 200-plus villagers killed. Post-surrender shootings of young men and burials in mass graves to compel coastal Palestinian flight and secure Haifa. A9 Lida, Lod, and Ramla Expulsion Massacres. 11 July 14, 1948, Yiftach and 8th Armored Brigades, Yitzhak Rabin, Palmach, under Ben-Gurion, order Lida and Ramla, 250-1,700 killed. 70,000 forcibly marched into exile. Indiscriminate shootings, mosque massacre, circa 200 killed, and death march in 40 degrees Celsius heat to terrorize and depopulate key towns on the road to Jerusalem. A10 Iliban Massacre, October 30, 1948. Gorlani Brigade, IDF, Iliban, Tiberias District. 14 villagers executed. Post-surrender killings documented by UN observers to deter resistance and force Christian Arab exodus from Lower Galilee. A11 Hula Massacre, October 31, 1948. Carmeli Brigade, IDF, Hula, Lebanese border. 35-58 villagers killed. Executions after surrender. Commander briefly jailed, but intent was to terrorize border populations during Operation Hiram. A12 Al-Dawaima Massacre, October 29, 1948. 89th Commando Battalion, IDF, Al-Dawaima, Hebron District. 80-455 civilians. Estimates vary. 3-stage assault killing inhabitants in homes, mosque, and caves to terrorize remaining villages in the southern front. A13 Safesafe and Salia Massacres. 29 October 30, 1948. 7th Armored Brigade, IDF, Safesafe and Salia. Upper Galilee. 52-70 in Safesafe, 60-94 in Salia. Post-surrender executions, rape, burning of bodies, and detonation of mosque with refugees inside to accelerate flight from Galilee. A14 Arab al-Mawasi Massacre, November 2, 1948. IDF forces near Ilaban, Tiberias. 14 Bedouins killed. Shooting of men and village obliteration to terrorize nomadic groups into abandoning traditional lands. A15 Kibia Massacre, 14 October 15, 1953. IDF Unit 101 and paratroopers, Ariel Sharon, Kibia, West Bank, then Jordan. 69 villagers, 2/3 women and children, houses and school dynamited with inhabitants inside as reprisal to terrorize Jordanian border villages. A16 Khan Yunis Massacre, November 3, 1956. IDF forces Khan Yunis, Gaza Strip. 275-400 Palestinians killed. House-to-house searches with mass executions and burials in graves of bound men to compel control during Sinai occupation. A17 KAFR Qassim Massacre, October 29, 1956. Israeli Border Police KAFR Qassim, Israel. 49 Arab citizens, including 23 children, shoot to kill enforcement of surprise curfew on returning workers to intimidate Israeli Arab population during Suez crisis. A 18 Sabra and Shatila massacres 16 September 18, 1982. Lebanese phalangists under IDF encirclement, flares, and entry control. Ariel Sharon held personally responsible by Kahan Commission, Beirut refugee camps, 800 to 3,500 Palestinian and Lebanese civilians, enabled and facilitated slaughter to terrorize remaining PLO supporters and compel total evacuation of fighters from Lebanon. B. Targeted assassinations, extrajudicial killings with terror intent. No. Incident date perpetrators location casualties, why it meets the definition. -. B1 Lillehammer Affair July 21, 1973, Mossad Wrath of God Team, Lillehammer, Norway innocent Moroccan waiter, Ahmed Bouchiki murdered public mistaken identity execution to terrorize PLO networks worldwide, classic signature of state terror campaign. B2 Salah Shahada Assassination, July 22, 2002, Israeli Air Force, 1-ton bomb, Gaza City, densely populated, 15 killed, including Shahada's wife, 14-year-old daughter, 9 other children, deliberate use of disproportionate ordnance in residential block to decapitate Hamas while knowingly causing mass civilian deaths to intimidate Gaza population. B3 Mohammed Diouf assassination, July 2024, July 13, 2024, Israeli Air Force Khan Yunis displaced persons camp 90-plus civilians killed, confirmed, strike on tent camp housing thousands of displaced civilians to eliminate commander while accepting mass civilian deaths to terrorize and break Gaza resistance. Before Gaza Great March of Return Sniper Campaign March 30, 2018, DEC 2019 IDF sniper units under explicit rules of engagement Gaza-Israel fence 223 killed, 13,000-plus injured, many permanently maimed, systematic live fire on largely unarmed demonstrators, including medics and journalists, to terrorize Gaza population and compel cessation of border protests. See settler violence, non-state actors with frequent state impunity. No. Incident date perpetrators location casualties, why it meets the definition. C1 murder of Mohammed Abu Dir, July 2, 2014, Jewish extremists, settler background, East Jerusalem 16-year-old abducted, beaten, burned alive, retaliatory live burning to terrorize Palestinian residents of Jerusalem after murder of 3 Israeli teens. C2 Duma arson attack July 31, 2015, Amram Ben Uliel and Hilltop Youth Network Duma Village, West Bank 18-month-old Ali Dawabshe burned alive. Both parents later died firebombing of sleeping family's home with revenge graffiti to terrorize Palestinians and accelerate land takeover, price tag doctrine. C3 Wadi as Sikh torture incident, October 12, 2023. Armed settlers wearing military-style uniforms, Wadi as Sikh, Jordan Valley multiple Palestinian shepherds tortured for hours, cigarette burns, beatings, urination, attempted sexual assault, prolonged sadistic torture to terrorize shepherd communities into abandoning grazing lands. C4 April 2024. Settler rampage, after Benjamin A. Khmer murder, 12 April 15, 2024. Hundreds of armed settlers, 11 Palestinian villages, Al Mugawar, Doma, etc. 4 Palestinians killed, dozens wounded. Hundreds of homes/cars torch collective punishment pogroms on unrelated villages to terrorize entire districts and compel submission or flight. C5 Huwara Rampage, pogrom February 26, 2023. Dozens of armed settlers, organized via social media, Huwara, Nablus District, West Bank 1 Palestinian killed, 400 injured, including shootings, widespread property destruction, cars/homes torched, coordinated revenge attacks on village after settler deaths, explicitly to terrorize and punish Palestinian population, price tag escalation post-election. C6 Olive Harvest assault on Afef Abu Alia, October 2025, Israeli settlers, multiple assailants, unspecified West Bank village, Olive Groves, 1 beaten unconscious, Afef Abu Alia hospitalized, journalist assaulted attack on Palestinian harvesters and international observers to intimidate farmers, disrupt livelihoods, and prevent access to lands during harvest season. C7 Lamb Torture Incident, November 2025 Israeli settlers, filmed group, Palestinian-owned pen, West Bank animals tortured/killed, lambs in pen, cruelty to livestock as proxy intimidation to terrorize herders and compel economic abandonment of grazing areas. C8 attacks on Turmus Aya, Sinjil, Ain Sinaia, Post-prisoner release January 17, 2025. Ultranationalist settlers, fighting for life group, Tormus Aya. Sinjil, Ain Sinaia, Ramallah district, West Bank property damage, multiple homes/vehicles burned. No deaths reported. Arson and vandalism timed to spoil Palestinian celebrations over prisoner releases, aiming to provoke fear and assert dominance. C9 Al-Khair shooting of Auda Al-Hathaleen, June 2025. Settler, Yinan Levy, EU sanctioned. Al-Khair, South Hebron Hills, West Bank 1 killed. Peace activist Auda Al-Hathaleen, relatives arrested by IDF. Targeted shooting of activists followed by military arrests of victim's family to terrorize Bedouin community and facilitate land seizure. Ongoing displacement campaign. C10 assault on Shadia Tarawa and family May 2025. Israeli settlers, QA unplane or similar, West Bank 1 injured, Shadia Tarawa shot, lost leg, teen son assaulted shooting and beating of father/son during fieldwork to intimidate farmers and restrict access to agricultural lands. C-11 raid on Kalet, Adabe village May 31, 2025, Israeli settlers with flocks, Kalet Adabe, West Bank property/livelihood damage, raiding with animals, no direct casualties. Herding raids to overrun fields and terrorize villagers into fleeing, part of systematic land encroachment. C-12 killing of goat kids, May 25, 2025, Israeli settlers unspecified West Bank herding area. Animals killed, goat kids, slaughter of livestock, to economically terrorize and displace herding families from traditional lands. C-13 Nahalan olive farmer assault, October 24, 2025, Israeli settler with IDF support Nahalan, Bethlehem District, West Bank 1 severely assaulted, 58-year-old farmer, investigated by IDF joint settler military beating of farmer during harvest to provoke fear and restrict Palestinian access to groves. C-14 Beit Lid Industrial Estate and Bedouin attack November 2025, recent days before November 14, large crowd of mass settlers Beit Lid Industrial Estate and nearby Bedouin sites, West Bank property torched, trucks/buildings, attacks on soldiers. No Palestinian casualties specified. Organized arson and assaults to send message of unrestrained reach into urban/rural areas, intimidating civilians and even state forces. C-15 Hamida Mosque arson November 2025, Thursday before November 14, Jewish settlers Hamida Mosque area, West Bank property damaged, scorch marks on walls/floors, no deaths. Arson on place of worship with graffiti threatening military, "We're not afraid of you," to terrorize Muslim communities and assert ideological supremacy. C-16 Burqa village arson attack July 15, 2025. Israeli settlers, late-night raid, Burqa, east of Ramallah, West Bank multiple cars/homes destroyed by fire. No injuries reported. Nighttime torching of vehicles and structures to terrorize residents and disrupt daily life amid escalating harvest season violence. C-17 Mughur al-Dir expulsion campaign. May 2025, mass settlers, with IDF presence, Mughur al-Dir, east of Ramallah, West Bank multiple injured, stoned, shot at, full village displacement harassment, stonings, and shootings forcing second displacement, post-1948 refugees, to terrorize an empty village for land grab. C-18 Tebe Christian town attacks, July 2025, last week before July 17, Israeli settlers Tebe, West Bank, Christian town. Property attacked, fires near 5th century church, homes, no casualties specified. Arson near historic church and home assaults to intimidate minority Christian Palestinians and expand settler control. C-19 Sinjil attacks, post-murders, July 2025, Friday before July 17, Israeli settlers Sinjil, West Bank injuries from assaults, 6 arrested/release revenge beatings after Palestinian attacks, but used to terrorize broader community with impunity. C-20 B-Selim documented teen assault and father shooting June 2025, Israeli settlers unspecified West Bank area one shot, father lost leg, teen assaulted family targeted violence during routine activities to provoke fear and restrict movement in rural areas. These 32 incidents, 18 massacres, 4 assassinations, 20 settler attacks, unambiguously satisfy every element of UNGA Resolution 4960, when the definition is applied literally and without the political exemption normally granted to state or state-protected actors. They collectively caused thousands of civilian deaths and were intended, as admitted by perpetrators, commanders, or subsequent Israeli inquiries, to provoke terror, intimidate populations, or compel political/territorial outcomes.